Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
You know, Mason, my initial thought when rewatching this movie for the first time since the year of our Lord 2007 was...
Go on.
This is called Aliens versus Predator Requiem. I thought it was, the first one's called Alien versus Predator.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it makes sense that there would be multiple aliens.
Sure.
So they put the S on it.
Mm-hmm.
And there's one key Predator.
Yeah.
So this really adheres to what is happening in this not very good movie.
I also had that thought. But here's the thing, James.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'm the only person on earth who likes this movie.
I
liked it when it came out, and I like it now, and to head you off, yes, it is very dark. It is difficult to see a lot of things in this movie.
Oh, I'm going
to
talk about that.
But what I think is good about this movie
Wait. This is Caravan of Garbage. We talk about stuff. Leave a like.
What I like about
Wait.
Go on.
Some people didn't leave a like.
It's a good point, actually.
Sorry, continue.
We'll be silent. No. Till everyone has liked it. And everybody on earth has liked it. Look, what I liked about this movie is that it is the classic horror movie, like the suburban horror movie. It's like your Halloween. It's like your Nightmare on Elm Street. Mm-hmm. It's like your Friday the 13th. It's in a suburbia, and there is just the classic tropes. There's the nerds. There's the jocks. There's the stoner. There's a girl. There's that weird sheriff that everybody pushes around, and he shouldn't be a sheriff at all. And there's a guy who clearly came out of prison. They don't really say it, but he comes out of prison, yeah. and he just meets up with a sheriff, and he's like, let's go and do this. And the sheriff's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, let's get some guns. And the sheriff is like, oh, I guess so. And then they're like, let's get a helicopter. And he's like, oh, I don't know if that's a good idea. It was a good idea.
It was a good idea, wasn't it?
Yeah. And what I loved about this, but instead of there being...
Loved!
Look, it's not a masterpiece by any stretch of the imagination, but I enjoyed it. I enjoy it more than the previous one, which I didn't really like because it's sort of set in just a weird Nowheresville. I know it's supposed to be set in a mysterious ancient Aztec / Mayan, you know, structure or whatever temple, but it's just nothing. It's just snow and nothing. Just snow and gray walls. I liked this because it was set in the present day and it's set in like familiar surrounds, and you just get to see the aliens just tear up everyone.
Yeah,
no one is safe.
Sort of.
They kill a kid in the first...
Okay, that's one thing I will say for this.
They just acid a man's arm off in the first scene.
And a man's face.
Yeah.
You see all of this. I think, one thing this really does go for is they don't give a fuck who they kill in it. And you know what? With this cast of forgettable characters, you can really do that.
David Hornsby, rickety cricket from Always
Yes,
Sunny.
I know. But like you mentioned it, the boy gets face hugged like right up top, and then the alien explodes out. There's a pregnant woman who just explodes with aliens. There's a woman who just gets impaled into a wall for no reason.
Yeah,
one of the
primary characters through this who's like the, you know, she's like the pretty girl who's dating the jock, but she actually likes the regular guy or whatever. You're like, well, at the end they're gonna survive and he's gonna get a little kiss or whatever. Nah, nail it all wall.
I think it's I think it's like too weird and sinister.
Oh, I like how weird and sinister it was.
And aggressive, you know? And that sounds crazy for like a movie titled like this, but it seems just kind of like scattershot.
Okay, right.
And just kind of like, I don't know.
Well, it's fascinating. I feel
like that should work for me, but it just doesn't.
I guess it does break with the horror movie tradition in the sense that usually it's the awful people that die, and like by the end it's some people with some form of virtue of some kind, they're the ones that survive. But you're right, in this the survivors at the end of this are just random. it's the soldier lady and the prison guy, I don't know, whatever, it's fine. And the girl, little girl, one of the kids, but that other kid's dead. The other kid's so dead, he's in bits.
Yeah.
What I liked about this movie as well is that the predator in question, you know, we see, you know, it's a direct sequel. It's set immediately after the first one.
Yeah.
And at the end of the last one, the predators who had been battling the aliens on Earth, they go back into their spaceship in orbit, but one of them has been infected by the aliens, and out from his chest bursts the new pred alien kind of thing. And then the ship crashes and then chaos ensues. But then it goes like, it zooms back to the alien planet and there's just this one predator and he's in this super high-tech throne chair situation and he sees it all in, you know, on all these high-def images and all these graphics and all these details.
He's got cameras in space.
Cameras in space and all this sort of stuff. But he's just the janitor, basically.
He is.
Yeah.
Well, you know who he's supposed to be.
He's the guy from Pulp Fiction. He's Harvey Keitel in Pulp Fiction.
He's called Wolf. He's Winston Wolf.
Yeah.
A couple of things that I do like there,
I liked
though.
Also that he's a combination of the janitor. He also, a lot of the time, he just felt like one of the other Predator's dads. Just like, oh, what's he done this time? Oh, here we go. He's got to get in the van and just drive and pick up his kids.
From a music festival or whatever.
Yeah.
I took too much acid. I'm lost in a field. Oh, God. Okay, couple of things.
Yes.
First of all, that Predator ship must have just been doing laps of the Earth. Uh-huh. While that Predalien, like, fully just grew into a massive alien, like, almost immediately. The other thing, there should be a big yellow sign that says, hey, if you pick up a dead predator from an alien hunt, maybe
check for
scan
aliens.
Inside the dead predator.
How are they going to do that? With some sort of scanning device that they wear on their face that can scan through all sorts of different frequencies of light and radiation? They have that.
Second sign.
Go on.
Don't shoot in the ship. I just feel like, that really speaks to...
No guns in the ship. Bedroom door always open.
I just feel like...
Oh, Dad.
It does though speak to...
No smoking in the house. Make you smoke the whole pack.
It does speak to, like, the wider Predator universe where they're just a pack of morons. And even the wolf guy is. Yeah. Because, like, he must have come across a Predalien before, or at least of their existence, because he just feels woefully underprepared for his goal, which might be get or eliminate all the Predator tech, which is strange because he's really bad at that, because he just leaves a bunch of shit scattered everywhere.
Yeah.
He's just a trail of destruction. He's a lunatic.
What I also loved about this guy is that he's brought with him like this vial of blue, seemingly inexhaustible blue liquid, and you pour it on maybe some evidence like an alien and it dissolves away because he's trying to remove, I guess, all predator and alien influence from Earth. But then the moment he lands on Earth, he sees a guy and he's like, here I go killing again.
Like,
better is Krombopoulos Michael. But he's just like, I can't resist. I got to kill and skin this guy.
Old habits, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing is, like, if that nuclear weapon didn't go off at the end... Oh, yeah, that's how this movie ends, by the way. They just fucking nuke a town.
The government does.
The government does, yeah. They would have just found two enormous aliens just both impaled on each other, just dead on a roof with all this tech just scattered around. So I feel like whatever his job was supposed to be, he's not doing it.
Absolutely not.
He's out of his mind, that guy.
Yeah.
I also loved how...
He's furious. That's the point.
Yeah, I guess
you bloody kids. You bloody kids. I'll give you something to bloody have a bloody alien hunt about. I'll tell you that much. Bloody kids.
I did love also, we do see the Predator homeworld. And it's got that kind of the same question that I asked when we watched Constantine and you see heaven, because there's a bunch of skyscrapers in the background. And I'm just like, what's going on in there? And I imagine, like, I don't know, is it a call center and there's a Predator in there in like a polo shirt and like suit pants made of fishnet and he's just like, he's got a headset on and he's just trying to sell timeshare or whatever.
That's right.
Like, what is it? What do they do? Because I feel like these are the, you know, these are your rednecks. These are your big game hunters.
It's sure.
What's everybody else doing? What are they doing?
That's true.
Are there any vegans?
Have you considered upgrading your shoulder mounted plasma cannon? Because we could give you a brand new one, but... 4 easy payments, $49.05. We can send it right out to you.
I can't do the noise. What's the noise? I need to talk about this, I guess, the directors of this, because...
James, we don't need to talk about anything.
No, that's true.
But they're brothers, aren't they?
Well, yeah. So Paul W.S. Anderson, he was initially going to come back, but then he moved on to do Death Race, which is a movie I quite like.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's your Alien versus Predator Requiem.
It certainly is. So yeah, the brothers Strauss, who have a background in visual effects, came on board for this, and I'll talk about what they've done since. But you know also, you know what annoys me about this movie, I think, Mason, more than anything?
Go on.
This is an impossible movie to find a good thumbnail for two reasons, okay. Right?
It's very dark.
Yeah, exactly. It's very dark, which means anything that you screenshot, you have to artificially brighten, mm-hmm. and it looks horrible. So I've got that option. Or do I just put one of the faces of the several unknown actors that are in this? Mm. Do I put Cricket? Do I put the woman who was in 24? You know? It's an impossible situation that
you
I'm in.
You could just put us together sharing some high fives. How about that? High fives and thumbs as ups.
Yeah, I guess I could do that, yeah. Mm. Mm. It's something that I think, though, this does do well when you do see it. The design of all of this looks great. There's a lot of, like, practical puppetry, and mm-hmm. the Predator suit is terrific, as
the
usual.
Predator, the actual Predator face looks way better than the previous movie.
I agree with that, yeah. I completely agree. I think the design of him in general looks... They were way too bulky in the previous one. Mm-hmm. This guy, you know, it goes back to that original Predator thing of, like, lithe and quick and, you know, and lean and mean. Here's the thing, though, and as you mentioned, yeah, a lot of this... You can't see.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a deliberate choice to shoot a lot of this in the dark with handheld cameras to distinguish it from the previous film. And look, it certainly looks different than the previous
sure
film.
Does.
But they've also defended like the use of this kind of darkness because it masks the special effects. You know, they seem more realistic.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You know, when you don't see them in, like, broad daylight. Uh-huh. But I think it's a massive... It just doesn't help, like, figuring out what's going on. Like, the artistry of all of it, you miss so much
especially
of it.
Especially at the final battle, the Predalien versus the Predator. They both are quite skinny and lithe, and they both have a weird big head with dreadlocks coming off it. And sometimes you're like, which is which?
Yeah,
here?
Exactly. And it also feels like that last moment that it is, like, an old god...
To be clear, it's the Predator's just... He's puffing on a dart. He's had enough of these kids. He's headed out for a smoke. That's
I said
why.
I wasn't going to smoke. I said I wouldn't. Yeah, it does feel like an old Godzilla movie at the end because they're two, like, creatures of about the same size, which are clearly just, you know, two men in rubber costumes mm-hmm. just kind of clashing into each other.
Yes.
And I think the appeal of a fight like that in previous movies, if you look at, like, the first alien or aliens, you know, you get Ripley, a human woman, up against this like giant creature, and, you know, Arnold against the Predator. They're very different. Mm-hmm. But in this situation, just two rubber suits running into each other.
Agreed. A clash of the Titans. A true clash of the Titans.
That's not what I was saying, Mason.
It sounds like it, though.
I don't know. I feel like one needs to be like more agile or put a person in there. You know, because often, you know, in the classic video games, and, you know, for example, the arcade game, you know, you got some human characters in there running about,
that's
you
true.
Know? You got a big robot mech arm in it or whatever. Yeah. No, that's
yet another Dutch Schaefer.
That's another Dutch Schaefer. How many of these guys are there? There's too many of them. We should get rid of at least one of them. But yeah, we talked about the ending. Pretty grim ending, right? Just like Nuka Town and like, we made it, I guess. They get the Predator gun and they run away.
Yes.
That guy should have bought more stuff. You know, he gets to the Predator ship and he's like, oh, second gun. You don't have a second gun? Maybe he's saving
James,
up for a second gun.
James, the wife took the second gun.
Oh, did she?
She took everything. Yeah. He's just trying his best with these kids, all right?
Yeah. So actually, an alternate ending was shot where the survivors are found by the special forces and then they're just all shot.
Well, that makes more sense, doesn't it?
It does,
like,
yeah.
Where...
Why nuke the town and just go, nah, leave these people.
You guys
people.
Can go, though, yeah. You've seen our faces, you can go, though.
Yeah.
Send us a birthday card or something later. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you absolutely would shoot them in the head, but I guess they were like, we need some... That would be too grim,
I think the grimness for me
yes.
would have switched over to kind of okay if they just went all in.
Interesting.
And just went, everybody's dead.
Huh.
Anyway, I do want to talk about, like, another... another alternative ending, which was nearly shot as well. But before we do that, screen trivia time, everybody.
Love it. Like the green of the alien's acidic blood.
No, Mason.
Yeah, it's just
yellow. It's yellow. And also, yeah, the alien's blood is green.
The
predator's blood is green and the alien's blood is yellow.
That's what I was thinking about.
But this is just green trivia. This is what it's named. We don't change it week to week.
That's true.
Danny Glover, who starred in Predator 2, was considered to reprise his role as Mike Harrigan, now retired. So I guess they just cut to him and he's like, it's good to be on a beach.
I'm so retired. You wouldn't believe how retired I am.
You wouldn't read about it.
Yeah.
The Strauss brothers, actually, they haven't directed anything since Skyline in 2010. Do you remember that?
Oh, vaguely.
Yeah, that went on. The people with big blue light, people going into the sky
right.
But they do continue to work in visual effects. They've worked in a number of properties. I would like to see them come back and do something else. I feel like off this and Skyline, like Hollywood have kind of been like, you're not making any more movies. We're not giving you no more money. But maybe they should, you know?
I agree.
Bill Paxton was approached to play the diner chef. However, scheduling conflicts, you know, prevented him from doing so. Also,
He's
in Predator 2. He's like a guy in that.
Yeah, he's already got the trio. He's already been killed by a Terminator, an alien, and a Predator.
Well, that's true.
So
also,
why would he want to be killed by? Maybe he wanted a clear winner.
Yeah, he'd up Lance Hendrickson by one.
That's true.
Twice killed by a Predator. Yeah. Here's something. Colonel Stevens was originally written as Garber, who's Adam Baldwin from Predator 2. Oh. And when Baldwin couldn't be scheduled, the character was changed to Colonel Stevens, a character I'd remember.
Nice.
Don't I, Mason?
You sure do.
I remember everything.
Yeah, you remember
about
stuff.
Movies, and I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
So you've also probably noticed that the wolf predator, that fucking lunatic running around, just leaping rooftop to rooftop, being seen, stabbing people.
You kids on this bloody rooftop? No? You're on this other bloody rooftop, you bloody kids.
So,
sick of it. I've had a gutful.
I'll set this nuke off. I'll do it. So he actually has a one of his mandibles is melted, which is a callback to the original Alien vs. Predator comic.
The character Melty Mandibles.
No, his name is Broken Tusk, I believe. He's in that one or whatever. Mm. Anyway, let's talk budget, Mason. This only cost $40 million, which is, you know, it makes sense because there's no lights in this. So
it's true. Lights are the primary cost in Hollywood, I think.
Electricity,
There's like a real shady light industry over in Hollywood. They're like, you want a lamp in that scene? $1 million.
Mm. You want to shoot it day? You can't. Mm. You got to shoot at night with lights that make it look like it's daytime.
Oh, Stallone, you want to make daylight? Ooh, it's going to cost you, buddy.
It did, however, it only made about 130, which is fine.
Makes its money back.
And good, but people don't like this. You're the only one.
I'm the only one.
I know there'll be people below that do, but I looked into a lot of
they're wrong.
Yeah, I looked
it's
into,
only me.
Yeah, I know, it's only you, but I looked into like Predator fan forums and all that and various Reddit pages and that.
Mm-hmm.
People do not like this.
Interesting.
But I don't think it's without its I was going to say charm. There's no charm in this. Mm-hmm. Horribleness.
Yes.
There's a lot of horribleness going on, you know? Mm.
And it's interesting because I don't often enjoy, like, pointless gore and cruelty.
Yeah.
But in this I do. I love it.
That's great. Mm. So here's that extended ending I was talking about. Mm-hmm. So at one point, there was an idea pitched for an ending which takes place after Miss Yutani takes possession of the Predator weapon, right?
It's a little post-credit sequence, pre-post-credit sequences.
That's right.
And it happens before the credits. but it predates the Marvel situation.
Yeah, it's a pre-post-credits, if
it
you will.
It is a pre-post-credits. Yeah. It's a thing at the end. That's what they used to call them for kids. Yeah. They used to call
Did
them
you see that thing that happened
see
at the end?
At the end?
Yeah. The gun would transition.
Thingos, we'd call them, for short. You see that thingo?
Yeah. The gun would transition into the Weyland Yutani logo on a spaceship 50 years in the future, heading towards the aliens' home planet. The scene would then shift to the planet's surface, where a tribe of predators was trying to catch a huge winged dinosaur-like alien, nicknamed King Alien.
Whoa.
In the main media, we haven't seen, like, we've seen queens, but we haven't seen kings.
Interesting, so, yeah. Wow.
So concept art was created, there was storyboards, but ultimately this idea was dropped. Because they wanted to put it in a third film. Ooh. Which, have you seen that movie?
No, it doesn't exist.
Doesn't exist, Mason!
Mm, I didn't make
you,
it.
If you had have said you had, I would have called you out on here. I would have been like, you're fucking lying, mate! You lie to everybody!
Well, I'll never fool with you on here, your bloody tricks. I know all your bloody tricks, mate.
Yeah.
You're always asking, have I seen that third movie? And I'm like, no, it doesn't exist. Iron Man 3 doesn't exist, mate. Alien 3, not a thing.
Do you... Okay, they're not going to do it now.
No.
But...
Would I watch another one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Nah.
All right, fine.
I don't know. I just can I have my Predators sequel, please, to the movie Predators? Can somebody make that fucking movie?
They did. It was a little comic book.
It's a... No!
Was that a prequel? I can't remember.
It was came after... Well, I know the characters have gone on to do things and whatever.
Adrian Brody's character's a chef now.
That's right. He's a chef now. But it's ridiculous.
He learned all these alien recipes made out of alien bits.
They made Predators, and then they made The Predator.
They sure did.
That's a horrible thing to do to a person. Me, specifically.
Okay. Right. Okay, I get it now.
Yeah. Mm. Anyways, people need to know this, Mason.
Go on.
We're actually going on a break this August.
That's true.
If you listen to our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, you might already know this.
That's right.
But yeah, we decided to shut everything down. YouTube channel, Facebook groups, all the social medias. Everybody who works for us is still getting paid, but we're just being like, hey, let's all have a month off.
Let's chill.
That's right.
Bro.
Let's all chill. We love it.
Let's go smoke beyond the shed.
Yeah, and I love hustle.
So our dads can't see us.
I love hustle culture, don't I, Mason?
Yeah, you're on. You got that hustle grind set, baby.
But I'm also tired.
Yeah.
So I'm going to take August off. Look, we'd love it if people did stick around. There's going to be stuff probably up until, you know, the very end of August. But so, yeah, if you don't know what's going on, if you're wondering why we've disappeared, we absolutely are coming. We're dead.
Yep. If you're listening to this, we are dead.
Yeah, and here's a hint towards what we're going to be doing when we come back. I think it's the Hobbit trilogy. What do you think about that?
I'm still pretending to be dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
I think it's the Hobbit trilogy.
Oh, cool. That's cool. Yeah, I like that. Okay. Wait. Those are bad. I just remembered. And it's one book and they split it into three.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It was just filler. There's that weird handsome dwarf.
Yeah.
Remember that guy?
I do.
He's just a little regular handsome man. I could have done that. Why didn't they call me?
Yeah, but you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't. That's true.
And look, if you are going to be missing us over the month, our subscription service called BigSandwich.co, which is like our private Patreon, that's actually going to still be running. There's a huge back catalog there. There's things going to be going up every week. We actually have a comic book club where we looked at the first Alien vs. Predator comic ever.
From the freaking 80s.
From the freaking 80s, man. And then we also did a commentary for the first Predator movie as well.
That's
so if you Jones
from the freaking 80s,
from the freaking 80s, man. So if you're jonesing for more Predator content, you could watch those movies or read those comics or just hear us talk about them.
Yeah. Or you could watch this horrible movie on Disney Plus for some reason. It's on Disney Plus.
Star in Australia. I don't know what it is.
It's probably
a
hell or something.
Yeah. Anyways, we really appreciate it. Thank you so much to Ben and Lawrence for this edit. And we'll see you. I don't know. There might be some videos before the August. There might be some videos before July, but if not September.
Grab that jam, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Ah!
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh.
Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.